This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37, just about. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're going to pivot to a question. Do you enjoy ferries? And when was the last time you were on one? It's a bit random, I know, but we're asking because the Penang Ferry, probably the most iconic in the country, is ceasing operations on January 1st. And a lot of people are pretty sad about it. I am as well, actually, truth be told. It was something that I used to insist on during family trips as a child. If we're going to Penang, I want to take the ferry. I think it always seemed a bit like a miracle to be able to hop out of a parked car while you're crossing the sea and see the island appear slowly. But this is happening because, like so many other things, progress. The Transport Ministry wants to upgrade the ferry service and provide more efficient alternatives. So they'll be replacing the old ferries with speedboats that will only transport pedestrians, cyclists and motorists. And even that's not permanent because starting July 2022, cyclists and motorists will be able to take vehicle transporters while pedestrians will ride water buses. And the Penang Port Commission says the new service will be faster and more comfortable, accommodating 1.5 million passengers a week. And this story actually feels a bit like a microcosm of progress versus heritage because it's all the words, right? They're all jumping out. Efficient, they're going to be fast, they're going to be comfortable. And I mean, who doesn't want these things? But the flip side of that is, I guess it doesn't address necessarily the history or the fondness that people have for the process of taking the ferry. You know, it doesn't really matter, it didn't to me anyway, that it was slow. If you're going to Penang, you might be going for a holiday and you've already been driving for, I don't know how many hours, what's another half hour, 45 minutes. So I understand the need for it. I think that it is somewhat inevitable, but I'm also a little bit, I'm just sad to see it go. I know that it makes sense, but that's where I'm at. So let us know what you think. Do you have fond memories taking the ferry over to Penang? Are you sad that it will no longer be running? I mean, it's going to stick around, but it's not going to serve as this transport anymore. And are you happy, perhaps, that we're going to see speedboats replacing them? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Trevor Sibbett, who is a council member of the Penang Heritage Trust. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:44. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking today about ferries. And specifically, we're talking about the Penang Ferry, which is going to be ceasing operations as a source of transport, really, on January 1st, although it's going to stick around, I think, eventually as a museum, a floating restaurant of sorts. But it's going to be replaced with speedboats for a more efficient, comfortable experience. And I, for one, am sad about it. How do you feel? Are you pleased that we're going to see a new way of being able to make it to Penang Island across water? Or do you have fond memories of the ferry? Share your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Trevor Sibbett, a council member of the Penang Heritage Trust. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by asking whether you have any memories of taking the ferry and what does the service mean to you as a Penangite?
Okay. Well, I've been taking the ferry since I was very little, coming from Alustar to Penang, be it by car. So vehicles mostly occupy the lower deck of the ferry. And I've also come over as a pedestrian. That would be the top deck. So it's been something that I recall for a very long time of my life here, presently in Penang. And definitely on hearing all this latest news, it's a shock to me. I heard about what you were saying earlier about the ferry as an icon for Penang. It's like one day waking up and you don't get to eat your nasi lemak, you know, for a long, long time. So it's an integral part of how I see Penang.
You brought up icon, and I completely agree. I think it is very iconic. But what do you think has led to it becoming an icon of Penang tourism? Is it just the fact that it's been around for so long? Is it? I don't know, you know, I can't exactly encapsulate it.
Well, it has been around the current design, based on what I know, has been around since the early 70s. And early 2000, they came up with replacement new ones, but following the same design. So there's a big question mark there, why they, after so many years, 30, 40 years, they're still following that same design. So looking at it as an icon, there were plenty of T-shirts and postcards back then printed, showcasing Penang together with these ferries, you know. So international people, tourists from overseas, the way they look at Penang, they think of these ferries as a form of connectivity from the mainland to the island.
And how do you think the change will affect tourism then? Do you think it will have a positive impact, or is it going to be difficult to replace?
It is going to be difficult to be replaced because I feel at the end of the day, that whole experience of riding the ferry, be it by car or pedestrian, going up to Penang, seeing, for example, the heritage buildings coming right in front of you, inside the ferry, that's truly an amazing experience. And I think you yourself should try it one day while you still can.
Now, the Penang Port Commission did say that the two ferries will be turned into a floating restaurant and museum at Tanjung City Marina Port. And the idea is to preserve their historical value. Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, it's a big question. Are you going for the ferry or are you going to eat or visit a museum? So I think it defies the purpose of actually preserving them. Vehicles like this should be used, should ply the streets, should ply the streets of between Penang and Butterworth. I think that whole experience would be something that even the future generations would like to cherish and experience for themselves.
So with that said then, do you think there are other ways that we could be preserving the ferries?
Yeah, so I've heard about what's new in store for the connectivity between Butterworth and the island. But it would be nice to see those ferries still being utilized, still being able to transport people and also vehicles, I would say. I mean, this is my personal opinion. Because we must, when we make such changes like this, do we look at the population of North Seberang Thai, for example, who mostly use this daily to connect from the mainland to the island? So it's going to affect their connectivity and how they move. From what I hear from friends, they feel that they would need to use the bridge more instead of the current ferries, because probably the long queues and things like that.
So I guess the idea here would be maybe to at least leave them there as options so people can choose different things?
Yes, correct.
The ferries, however, at the moment anyway, what we know, eventually they'll be replaced with pedestrian-only catamarans. How do you think this will affect traffic, like you said, you know, in and out of Penang?
Yeah, so traffic, I think definitely we will see more people using the bridges. And then we have to look at the question of safety. More people using the bridges, will we see more accidents happening? Will we see more motorcycles using the bridges? So the thing about motorcycles and bridges of that altitude is the crosswinds. So it poses a lot of danger to motorcyclists as well.
I guess in closing, Trevor, what would you like to see happen at the moment? You know, do you think there is still a possibility for change here?
Definitely, there's a possibility of change. Change, I think, whereby we can ensure sustainability, keep the old and keep and try to pursue the new. I understand, like what you said earlier, on safety and speed and things like that. But to be very honest with you, I do not recall anyone who has used the current ferry and complained of being late to work or for school. So I think, you know, yeah, I mean, if you plan your journey, I think you'll get there in time.
Trevor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome.
That was Trevor Siebert, a council member of the Penang Heritage Trust, weighing in on the announcement, really, that the ferry, the Penang ferry, is going to be ceasing operations on January 1st, at the moment to be replaced by speedboats. Almost every part of that sentence I didn't enjoy saying, because I just love the ferry. I love the experience of it. And as Trevor said, I think if you plan your journey and you know what you're in for, it's no one gets on a ferry expecting the same speed as a speedboat anyway. They're completely different experiences. But let us know what you think. How do you feel about the fact that soon, next year, we aren't going to be able to take the ferry to cross over to Penang Island anymore? Do you have fond memories of it? Are you perhaps even looking forward to taking a speedboat? Whatever your opinion may be, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Bose is back to say, standing in front of the ferry heading to the island, you are enthralled. The phrase, "you are the monarch of all that you survey," crossed my mind. What a way to enter the island. You cannot replace that with closed car windows, etc. Keep one ferrying, please. And yeah, I think that, if you've had the experience of crossing over to Penang on the ferry and it being a sunny day, you finally being out of your car, I don't know if perhaps I'm extra nostalgic because I just haven't traveled to Penang in a while and I might be romanticizing, but I don't think so. It was always a very important part of the experience of going up for me. Cynthia, meanwhile, says, "The ferry was Penang for me for much of my childhood. It was the thing I looked forward to the most when we visited as a family. A car driving into a ferry was so special. Couldn't we preserve it as a tourist attraction?" And I'm curious about that because it seems as if it's about the Penang ports, right? And I don't know what the traffic is like. I'm not somebody who has ever had to commandeer boats or, figure out the flow. But I would assume that you would be able to manage both ferries and speedboats incoming to a port and jetty. And so the idea of at least holding on to the option so that if you are in a rush and if you're okay to kind of just take the speedboat, go for it. But if you want the old experience, I think that there are tourists, both domestic and international, who would still opt for that. We also have this from Sani, who says, "The wave, the jellyfish that you come across and dating on the ferry." So clearly I'm not the only person romanticizing the ferry rides. And you're right, the jellyfish were always kind of a marvel to watch bob by at weirdly slow and rapid speeds. And then Kim is asking, "Why such short notice? It's literally only 2 weeks away for people to give it a last try." And that, I think, is such an important point because it is true that if you wanted to have that experience now, for what for some people might be the first and last time, then you're not going to have a lot of opportunity, especially if you're not comfortable traveling, even though we can now. If you're not comfortable yet, then it's not something you're going to be able to do. We also have a message from a listener saying it should be kept as a tourist attraction. I love the ferry. And Rose says, "If I'm not mistaken, the majority of motorists are impatient and pass on the romance of the ferry ride over speeding across on the bridge. Ah, those salty sea droplets on your face and in your mouth." And that is, yes. Yes, and even with that description, it is an integral part of it. I've crossed it on sunny days, on cloudy days, and it's always a treat. It has never not lived up to expectations, so I am sad to see it go. And then we have Ritza, who sent a lovely family photo saying, "My Penang ferry memory." I'm so sad. Keep those thoughts coming. Did you take the Penang ferry? If you haven't, if you have, at the moment, it looks as if it's going to cease operations on January 1st to be replaced by speedboats, which is just, the very, just saying it makes me sad. Let us know what you think. Would you like to see the ferries stick around as a tourist attraction? Are you perhaps looking forward to the speedboats as an alternative? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.